thanks for your time. Appreciate it. The general theme of some of the interviews we've been doing tonight with guys is no consolation points in a win, but a better effort tonight by everybody, I thought. Give me your thoughts on the game.
It was definitely better effort. We went out there, we played a close game, but, like you said, ain't no consolation prize, ain't no participation or award. So we went out there, and we lost. I don't care how many catches I had. I don't care how many yards I had, touchdowns I had. We lost. We came out with an L. So, it's back to the drawing board. We got to go get our bodies healthy, come out these next 2 days ready to get after, I believe it's Calgary. So that's the mindset going forth.
Yeah, 0-2, but it's, as they say, a marathon, not a sprint. Still lots of time left in the season, but obviously you can't let this snowball too far.
No, we definitely can't. No one in the history of the league has went undefeated, and we still have time to turn it around. We got a great group in this locker room, man, and as long as we stay together, I feel like we'll be able to accomplish anything. And, well, that's definitely something that we're going to accomplish. I believe in these guys. These guys believe in me, and we just got to have the guys lead when times get tough.
How tough is that to do, to stay positive and keep working when you're not getting the results that you want to see?
It's hard. People start to point fingers and everything, but, it's up to the players. It's up to the vets, the older guys, to hold everybody accountable. We got to have a tough skin in the locker room, when it's time to, when it's time for that constructive criticism from your peers, you got to take it. You got to own it. And, if we all do that, I believe we're going to get everything turned in this locker room. I have no doubt.
Just talk a little bit about the touchdown pass tonight. Great catch in the back of the end zone.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Give me your thoughts on how the ball came to you and what you saw.
Oh, man, it was just a regular play. It was just man coverage, cover one. We tried to fake a screen and, slip over the top. But we didn't get the screen look. The guys didn't bite on it. And, all it turned into right there was just one-on-one go ball. Who wants some more? And, I came down with it, and, we ended up getting the score there.
You knew your foot was in, obviously, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you. Kenny.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.